It's a boogeyman. It was something I didn't like.
Big job, difficult
job. It's a boogeyman.
Oh, now, what about those people you might see hanging around a graveyard at night? They're kind of white and wispy and you see.
Ghost. Ghost. Rufus is a big ghost believer. They come to see him often.
Really?
Uh-huh. And I told, it's like I told him 2-3 stories about ghosts, you know, that they turn out to be nothing. I had an uncle that was a doctor, and he went to see a patient, and he was going by the cemetery, and he saw lots of white things just coming up out of a grave. And he said, well, that's if I ever saw a ghost, that's a ghost. So it worried him. He went on home. He wouldn't stop. Came back next morning, and 4 geese had fallen in a grave, and they couldn't get out. They couldn't. They got stuck in the mud, and they just flopped the wings, and that was a ghost. That's the way they all turn out. Don't let him put his head in it. He's going to sleep under you now.
No, that's okay. Folks ever have any other names for them? Call them up.
Spirits.
Spirits.
Haints. Haunts. Haints. Haints get Rufus and. Spirits visit him. They come in, and he thinks that, talking about Mr. Harry come back at night to see him. And he was in going with another man's wife, and both of them died. So they come to see him sometime.
Now, if there's a house, say, way off in the distance somewhere.
It's a haunted house.
A haunted house? Okay. Now, if you wanted to say, what would you say to a friend if you hadn't seen him at some time?
Well, a long time no see. Glad to see you.
Glad to see you? How glad would you say? I'm just
happy to see you.
And
so good to see you.
It's awful. What would you ever say? It's awfully good to see you.
Well, it is awfully good to see you.
Okay.
All right, Buff.
If a man owns 1,000 acres, folks would say, how much land is that? How much land is 1,000 acres? Would you say, your husband, you said your husband owned a lot of acreage.
Mm-hmm.
Folks might say, Mr. owns a
good many acres.
Good many, or right?
He owns a good many. Acres.
Yeah. Would you say he owns a right smart? Would you ever use that word, right smart?
Well, I've heard it used, right smart.
Yeah. Do you know what it means?
It means right smart. It means good as Benny.
All right. If you wanted to say something more enthusiastic than yes, Ms. you might say what?
Oh, my goodness.
Why? You might say, why? Somebody asks you, can you do that? You might say,
I don't know, I could not.
Okay. Sure. Would you ever say, sure?
Sure.
Sure.
Oh, if I could do it, I'd say yes.
Okay. Somebody might say to you, gosh, it was cold this morning. You might say, they might say, how cold was it? And you might say, what?
Oh, it's 50 degrees, 44 degrees this morning.
It was?
Mm-hmm.
What if it was 0 degrees, you might say? They might ask you, was it cold? And you might say, it was real cold. Real cold,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
That was 0, but that wasn't nothing.
Now, when you go downtown, you might say, I've got to go downtown to
shopping.
Do some shopping.
Grocery buying.
Okay. Yeah, now you might, if you make a purchase in a store, the store